starting with Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 20. Bible says, after John was put in prison, that's a whole nother story right there. John the Baptist put in prison, preaching the righteousness of God. Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. And that's what fishermen do. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. At once, they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little further, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. Lord, we thank you that we can indeed leave this world of pain and darkness, challenges, Lord, and we can go on a different path, a new path following you, Lord. That you guide us out of darkness into light, that you give us options, Lord, better than we have, better than we deserve. Lord, that you would guide us out of darkness and guide us right into the kingdom of God. We give you praise for that in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen, 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 amen. Do we have any horse riders in the crowd? Fans of horses, yeah? Lori? Anybody else? Horse fans? Oh, right back there, Adriana. Okay, well, when I was a kid, we would fish with my grandpa and my uncle, my grandpa's son, has a ranch up in Nevada. He's actually come here before, and he had some horses. We would go fishing. There's a stream up in the mountains. And so my brother and I, maybe 10 and 9, decided that we would go and ride these horses. Well, didn't want to sweat putting the saddle on, so put the bridle on and jumped on bareback. And then my brother, he just jumped on right behind me. So we're riding double bareback, and we were riding through this little pasture, you know, and being 9 and 10, easy to get bored. Amen? The boys get bored. And so we decided to kind of kick the horse. Actually, I was driving. And so I kicked the horse. We started galloping around, and it was kind of fine, you know, a little speed going on. But we were in the mountains, and we're in the pasture, and there is, unbeknownst to us, this little tiny little stream kind of creek, just a little tiny thing. And we're riding along, bareback, double riding, all that kind of stuff. And all of a sudden, the horse jumps. And you know, don't jump all at the same time. It jumps with the front hooves first, and then it kind of jumps with the back. So he kind of lifts his front hooves up to kind of jump over this little stream, and both Dave and I go tumbling off the back of the horse. See, I don't like riding horses that much ever since then. There was nothing to hold on to, nothing to grab on to. Today's message is called Grab On. And it is the message of Christ, the message of the gospel. The kingdom of God would come near, and we can indeed grab on. It is the series that we're calling Selected to Serve. And thinking, why that? Well, key verse in Mark is Mark chapter 10, verse 45. Even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. It is the gospel of service. And so as we take a look at the life of service, the title is called To Serve, Selected to Serve. Today we read about the calling of the first disciples, Simon Peter, Andrew, James, and John. Jesus makes them an offer, and they took it. Kingdom of God comes near, and they grab on. Many of you have received that offer in your lives. Many of you are following the Lord Jesus Christ. Many of you have been transformed in your lives and indeed are grabbing on to that new life. It is exciting to serve with you. Wednesday night, we had our annual business meeting. It is one of my favorite services of the year. And 7 folks got up here and shared, department head, board members, their vision for the coming year. Pastor Scott, Pastor Paul, Pastor Carlos, Natty, George, my wife, Roki. People grabbing on to the kingdom. We grabbed, we voted in a new board member, Lisa Gade, who is a liaison between the leadership of the Christian Ed Department, Julie Camacho, my wife, and her. People grabbing onto the kingdom, making an impact. Many of you got that offer from Jesus, grabbing on, making an impact. And that is the message of Mark. That is the message of the gospel, that when the kingdom comes near, grab on. Because that is an opportunity that comes only from heaven, and it will change your life. Amen? Amen, amen. Amen. Let's take a look. We're going to look at Mark this morning. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. And Jesus is a bearer of the good news. The word there, the Greek word, is euangelion. It is where we get the word gospel. They did not have this word, or they borrowed this word and bent it to the use of the Lord. Because the Lord was indeed the bearer of the good news. But Jesus was also the good news. Jesus brought the message and was the message. And so as we talk about the good news, as we talk about the gospel, and as we talk about the euangelion, it all points to Jesus. John tells us that Jesus was indeed the Word. And this gospel, beginning, actually Mark 1:1 starts off with, this was the beginning of the gospel. And there is a, what's called, it's a technical term, progressive revelation of the gospel. That Jesus, at the beginning of his ministry, he would say stuff like, hey, don't go tell anybody about this stuff. Because there in the Old Testament, there were glimpses of Jesus that were revealed by the prophets that as you look back, you say, oh, there's Jesus right there, and there's Jesus right there. And as time went, the message of the gospel became more and more clear. There is this progressive nature of the message, but there is nothing progressive about the nature of the messenger, that Jesus always was God the Son. And Jesus came as God the Son, and Jesus is God the Son. There was no progression in Jesus. He wasn't figuring it out. He wasn't maturing in it, any of that stuff. The demons declared, I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Mark chapter 1, verse 24. I'll tell you what, Jesus stepped on the stage, and everything changed. Amen? He brought the gospel, the good news, that indeed the kingdom has come near. Puts out a hand, and you can grab on and be transformed in your life. Continue reading. The time has come. He's saying, grab on. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. It is time to make a move. It is time to move out of your old life and grab on to the new life. It is time to make a change because the kingdom of God has come near. The kingdom of God came near to Simon Peter and Andrew and James and John and the person of Jesus Christ. God had been quiet for some time. Book of Malachi said, behold, I will send, the prophet Malachi says, I will send prophet Elijah would come and minister in the power, prepare the way for the Messiah. And people are waiting for Elijah to come. They are looking for a transformation. I know in my life, I was looking for a transformation. And in 400 years from the time of Malachi to the time of our Lord, people were looking for that spirit of Elijah. And Jesus says, the spirit of Elijah has indeed come in John the Baptist, who we read was put into prison. Message of the gospel is clear. Got to turn from the old. Grab on to the new. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus. Jesus says, turn away from your old life and I will give you a new life. Turn away from what you know, step into the unknown and trust me. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Grab on. Get ready for change. Amen? Amen. you know, my son, my brother and I, we liked riding horses, you know, because my dad was a big fan of Westerns. Steve probably got rained out today, but he's a big fan of what. Any guys John Wayne fans, you know, Western fans, anybody? Yeah, I guess John Wayne's been kind of dead for a while. But anyway, it's kind of show my age. But, you know, there is that classic scene in many Westerns where you have our cowboy who has been unhorsed and he is surrounded by Indians. And his challenge is clear. He is going to be captured and tortured and all kinds of things that the Indians do to the cowboys. But our hero rides in at full speed on his horse. And our cowboy is sitting there in the midst, circled by enemies. And our hero puts out his hand, and the cowboy reaches up and is catapulted to the back of the horse, and they race off to safety. You know what I'm talking about? That is what Jesus does for you. That is when the kingdom of God comes near and Jesus puts out a nail-pierced hand and says, grab on. And we grab on and are catapulted up into the kingdom of God and race off into eternity. That's a good picture, isn't it? Kingdom of God, the good news, kingdom of God is near. Now is the time. Grab on. Don't be left behind. Amen? All righty. Jesus has an invitation. I'm going to talk to Simon. You might know him better as Simon Peter. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen, and they were catching fish. Come and follow me, Jesus says, and I will make you fishers of men. Kingdom of God, there are opportunities in the kingdom. Jesus is making an invitation. Jesus is walking along. Jesus says, follow me. Jesus says, grab on. Time for change. I'll make you fishers of men. Now, we have fishers of fish amongst us. Rocky likes to fish. Mike likes to fish. Many of you guys like to fish, and you can use live bait, and you can use lures, and you can use all kinds of things to trick that fish. But all those things must be discarded if you're going to become a fisher of men. Amen? Jesus said to these men who were professional fishermen, leave what you know, and I will make you into something brand new. And for some, that offer is quite attractive. Amen? Fishers of fish, an entirely different target. Jesus says, time to change. Time is now. He says that the change that you need to make in your life is so great, it would be called being born again. John chapter 3, verse 3. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. It is the perfect picture of repentance, where you are moving one direction in your life and you do an about face. You turn away from the old life and turn towards that new life and grab onto him. Amen? Does that make sense? Can I get a witness on that over here? Not everybody's sleeping. Mike, you can thump anybody who's sleeping over there. Yeah, it gets dangerous sleeping in here. All righty, the opportunity requires a response. Verse 18, at once, they didn't think about it. At once, they left their nets and followed him. Fishers of fish became fishers of men. They were their own bosses. They were their own men. They made their own schedules. They had their business. In their new life, they would be Jesus's men. Jesus would be their boss. And if you are born again, and if you step into the kingdom, and if you grab onto the nail-pierced hand of our Lord, say, Jesus, you can be my boss. You say, Jesus, I will be your man. I will be your woman. I will follow where you will guide. Amen? Whatever I was fishing for before, I have a new target. Lord, I'm going to follow your guidance, your direction. I will be made new in you. Now, this was not the first meeting between Simon Peter, Andrew, and Jesus. Because if you read in John 3, Andrew was a disciple of John the Baptist, who, in the first verse we read, in verse 14, it said that John the Baptist was put into jail. And John the Baptist had quite an impact. He was teaching in Galilee, where we're talking about right now, where they were fishing in the Sea of Galilee. And John the Baptist was baptizing in the Jordan. And Andrew had heard the message of John the Baptist. In fact, he was one of the disciples, and as two of John's disciples are standing next to him, Jesus comes by, and he says to them, he says, "Look, the Lamb of God." And I can imagine Andrew looking at John the Baptist and Jesus going by, the Lamb of God right there, and his vision is changed. Amen? You're going to grab onto the kingdom of God, your vision needs to change. What you're looking at needs to change. Can I get a witness on that? That happened in my life and many of your lives. Those seven people who came up and gave a vision for the coming year for their departments in that church. New vision. New hope. Kingdom of God comes near, grabbing on tight. Not going to let it go. First thing Andrew did after leaving John the Baptist, went and found his brother Peter, said, "We have found the Messiah." Everything changes. Amen? Turning from the old life, grabbing onto the new. Kingdom opportunities continue. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. I got to tell you a story. Tender age of 29 years old, kingdom came near to me. These guys left their nets. They left their father. They left the guys they were working with, the employed guys, their nets, their boats, their everything. Total life change. And I read that and I can relate. Because I got saved at 29 and the process took about a year. And many of you have gone through that year, and sometimes just an immediate change. But generally, there is an unfolding of the plan of God in your life. And I've told this story many times, and I don't want to bore you, but it was a Sunday night, about 1,000 people in the church, a little bit bigger service than this. And there was a guy talking about starting this grammar school in Latin America for kids that were being left behind by the school systems down there, and they want to preach the gospel. And the Lord just spoke to my heart and said, "This is for you." And I went to my partner the next day, and we had a new graphic computer design company where we were building computer systems for engineers, and it was up and coming, and it was going, and we were excited. We had our plans and our visions and our company and our offices and all this stuff, and I went and I said, "Hey, do you want to buy me out?" And he said, "Are you crazy?" I said, "No, I got to go." And we had customers. They came and talked to me, and they said, "Are you crazy? You guys are set up." I said, "No, I got to go." And he bought me out. And I left my life. I left my nets. And I was fishing for computers, and I became a fisher of men. My Lord gave me my wonderful wife and my wonderful children. And that day when I went to the altar and prayed led me right to here. And God's a good God. Amen. Grab on. Yes. It can be a rough ride at times. But it's a whole new skill set. It's simpler because when rough times come, all I got to do is focus on grabbing onto Him. Amen. Amen? All right, now let's go. The invitation is open. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John. I'll get my pages over here. And his brother John in a boat preparing their nets. And he calls them. He goes a little bit further. It wasn't like he had to wait a couple of weeks. It was right there. Right there. "Hey, you guys want to come. You guys want to join." It's not like Jesus is being super selective. And you are here this morning. In the same way that God had started a work in Andrew, the only reason that you are here today is because God has started a work in you or somebody that you know. You might have been invited, and you were invited because of the excitement that person has for the Lord Jesus Christ, and they want to share that with you. Their hand is in the hand of the Lord, and they want to put your hand in the hand of the Lord. Am I making sense here this morning? That as you come into and understand the opportunity that the Lord has for you, you can say, "You know, I want that. I am tired of my old life. And that's what I said about my old life that had so much hope and dreams. They were my hope and my dreams and my business. And Lord, I'd rather have your business than mine. And he makes that offer to James and John. Says, you can follow me too. I have room for you. And this morning, you are here this morning. There is room for you in the kingdom of God. There is opportunity for you in the kingdom of God. Jesus reaches out his hand and it is up to you to grab onto him. Many of you have done that. Some of you are going, I am freaking out with this whole grab on stuff. Back off, guy. It's not me who's leaning on you this morning. It is the Lord that is leaning upon you. There are those who would say to Jesus, you can't do that. These guys are too far gone, man. Stinky fishermen. See, Jesus would invite the fish. He invited a tax collector. Basically a crack salesman. Ripping off the people. You can't do that. He ate with sinners. He says, you can't invite them. He says, you got to focus on the good people. And Jesus' answer was, there's nobody who's that good. See, can I get a witness on that? Come on, you guys are slow today. The rain washing out. Look, where's Tommy? Counting. He's what?
Counting.
See, I need to get that witness coming, yeah. Nobody's that good. You got to repent and believe. Everybody's got to turn from something. And the problem with the good people is they're all grabbing onto their goodness. It's the bad ones that have the tendency to turn and grab onto the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the bad ones who end up turning. Thank you for that, Aaron Bugs. Yeah, it's like me, man. I had bad stuff going on. Jesus comes by and said, I got nothing to hold on to, Lord. I'm going to grab onto you. And this morning, I don't care how bad off you are. I don't care what people have said about you. Jesus says there's room in the kingdom of God for you. Here's my hand. Will you grab on? James and John, without delay, called them. And they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. And they left all they knew. Zacchaeus gave all that he had, half of what he had, said, everybody I've ripped off, I'll pay back four times. He was a tax collector. Woman caught in adultery, she washed Jesus' feet with her tears. It's the least that grab on to the tightest, amen? Amen. Thank you, Aaron Bugs. It'll just be me and you. Tommy's, there's this Tommy. He's looking at notes now. It's catching up. Been missing your amen there, brother.
Amen.
There we go, like that. Matthew 37 and 38. Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Wow, that's a sacrifice. Gonna grab on, you gotta let go of what you got going on. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. We see that displayed in the life of James and John. We see that displayed in the life of Peter and Andrew. They left their lives, put their focus on Jesus, and everything changed. For some, it is too much. It is not a bed of roses. John chapter 6, verse 66. From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. It was too tough. I'm going back. I want to fish. I want them going back. I want to whatever you want to do. But when you head back, you let go of the hand of the Lord. And you grab onto whatever you were grabbing onto before. He'll let you go. But the good news is, when the kingdom comes near, you can grab on. I don't know what you're grabbing onto this morning. I know many of you have left your old lives and are grabbing onto the Lord. Some of you are in process. You have left your, kind of left your old life. You kind of got one hand on the old life and one hand on the Lord. The challenge is, where are you going next? Because the ones we last read about, they let go of the Lord and went back to what they were familiar with. James and John, Peter and Andrew, they let go of their nets, grabbed onto Jesus, and went into the unknown and were transformed. Many people that are here today have left that old life, grabbed onto the new, move into the unknown, and challenges come. But when the challenges come, you got something to grab onto. The bumps in the road comes, and you don't go rolling off and crash and burn. That the skill set that you need in this life of following our Lord is one thing. When tough times come, keep grabbing onto Him. Amen? At least you want to come up and play. So you're here this morning. Some of you are going, what is this? What is this guy talking about? And it's the Lord Jesus Christ who would be in this place. The Holy Spirit would come and say, this is a message for you, child. Your life is so messed up. You got so much pain. You got so much drama. I am making an offer to you this morning. The kingdom of God has come by this morning. And I reach out a hand to you this morning and make an offer to you. Come and follow me. You want to follow me, you have to let go of your life. And you have to trust me that I will guide you into a better spot and not look back. You're here this morning and the Lord is speaking right to your heart. You can jump into the kingdom of God. You just got to grab on. Lord, I thank you for your goodness and your mercy in this place. I thank you that you are able, Lord, to rescue completely, Lord. That cowboy that's surrounded by Indians, Lord, that was a picture of my life. Lord, you came riding in. Reached down your hand. Nail a hole in it. Said, I'll rescue you. You're here this morning. You're surrounded. Nail-pierced hand from heaven comes. Says, I'll rescue you. But you got to grab on. Nobody looking around, but the Lord right now is just speaking right to your heart. He says, I'll rescue you. Are you ready to let go of what you know and grab onto me? Because I'll lead you into a brand new life. That's you this morning, and the Lord would save you. You say, I'm ready, Lord. Here I am. And it's as if he is reaching a hand down from heaven, that you would just raise your hand up and say, here I am, Lord. Save me. I'm so lost. I want to be found. I want to be rescued. I want to follow you. I'm ready to grab on. Nobody looking around. Just slide your hand up. Say, that's me. That's me this morning. I would take that here. Somebody else would say, that's me. I need to be found this morning. I want to be rescued this morning. Anybody else say, that's me this morning. Slide a hand up. Say, here I am, Lord. Back here. Anybody else say, that's me? Anybody else? Lord, I thank you that you are good and mighty. Lord, I thank you that we can indeed come into your presence, Lord. Lord, that we can leave all that we know behind and we can come and find you and be made new in you. And I thank you, Lord, that it is indeed good news that you bring it and that you are it. We put our hope and our trust in you in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Stand up. We're going to sing. Sing up his praises. Amen? Hallelujah.